Well, it is Tuesday, April the 10th, and that means it's time for Campus Connection. Joining me here in the studio is the principal of the middle and high school, Rick Dormer.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. And then also joining me by phone is the president of the board, Mara Latomsky.
Yes. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Can you hear us okay, Mara?
Yep, I can hear you great.
Excellent. Okay, so I understand that the superintendent is out of town. She won't be at the meeting. She's in Juneau.
Yeah, they're up at the legislative fly-in, and there's principals and I think some teachers there, and of course superintendents go up there and just, you know, work with our legislators or some educational sessions, but mostly they represent fighting for, you know, education and our kids across the state. So I'm glad she's up there. It's a great, great place to have her, the voice of Petersburg and the voice of supporting children. So it's awesome.
Okay. Well, just looking at the agenda, it doesn't look very heavy, but again, you know, I say that and then we'll see what happens at the meeting tonight, but just kind of glancing through it, it looks like there's the board approving a curriculum for PE and health, mm-hmm. also foreign language. Is that something that happens every year, or are there changes to those curriculums?
Both. It happens every year, but it's a different curricula that gets adopted, and the board sets a cycle that's in our board policy to determine which. So it's a rotation about every 5 or 6 years that curriculum gets. They update it. They, you know, review it and make sure that they're teaching what they should as standards change and, you know, and as equipment changes. So so this was the year for PE, district-wide health, and foreign language, although that foreign language only impacts the high school. So the teacher's been working for really 2 years to get a new, you know, make sure they're up to whatever current standards are, make sure they're teaching what, you know, kids should be learning, both dictated by the state and by their professional training. And then also they spend some time in the district budget, some extra money so we can replace, you know, PE equipment to keep it safe. And we inspect those type of things or technology. And this is also where they would get textbooks if we have to order that, which can be a spendy item. And there's a lot of digital resources nowadays.
Okay. Any comment, Mara, about the curriculum?
The board held a work session where all of the presenters came and talked us through all of the curriculum that they were recommending that we approve tonight. And we had a chance to really dive in and ask questions if we needed to. Sounds like some really good things that the elementary school is looking at putting in a mixed curriculum that will allow them to integrate health and wellness more fluidly and more throughout the year rather than just having 1 week, let's talk about health. So that sounds really exciting and really accessible for those teachers to kind of access that information and put it right into their lesson plans. And then the PE, it sounds like they're getting some equipment that will offer options for kids who can't participate regularly in their classes, whether that's because of an illness or because of a physical limitation or broken leg. So it's great that they'll still be able to be physically active, even though they can't participate the same way as everybody else is that day.
Okay. Another thing the board will be considering tonight is approving out-of-state travel. And there's a regular trip that goes to D.C. Mm-hmm. Is that every year or every other
every
year?
Every other year.
Every other year.
Close up. Juniors and seniors are invited. They don't usually all go. Usually we get anywhere between maybe low 20s to low 30s for students go, and then we send chaperones. And I'll be going this coming year. I went once when I very first got here about 8-9 years ago. And so I'll go as one of the chaperones. And then we have some other teachers that will go along and chaperone. It's a great trip, but it's out of state. They'll be fundraising for it. We kind of offset that as a fundraising. So that's the big school fundraiser for next year. But it's such an amazing experience close up and to see getting in there and seeing our state capitol working, you know, as well as the monuments, but getting in a meeting with legislators. Last one time I went met with our representative and with both senators. So it was really cool for our kids to be able to meet and shake their hand, and, you know, it's really great.
And is that about a week-long trip?
Yes, it is, yeah. Just a little bit over that with all the travel, getting down to Seattle overnight and getting across. But, yeah, about a week out of school.
Okay, and what time of year is that going to happen?
Anywhere. They have different weeks available, and we haven't scheduled it yet, but anywhere between late March to mid-April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Springtime.
Yeah.
Mara?
Close up is a great activity for the students to do. And it really aligns with our new mission and our vision statement that we want our kids to leave Petersburg schools ready to participate in a global community. And so any chance that they get to, you know, go outside of Petersburg and see what it's like, you know, in the other parts of our own country and other countries as well, just really prepares them for their own futures.
All right, and then also on the agenda for tonight's school board meeting, there's some teacher contracts to look at and approve. Looks like it's not all of the tenured and non-tenured teachers, but just a specific list.
That's a list of non-tenured teachers.
Okay.
There's just a different date, so yeah. All great people, and Ryan, specifically my buildings, has been outstanding. Yes, great teachers we've had in our non-tenured, moving up the ranks.
Okay. And then a couple new staff members, too.
Yeah, exciting. I think Jenna Turner's on there as a new high school, middle school counselor. Awesome. We had a whole committee work really hard through our stack of some very, very qualified applicants, and she had worked in Wrangell for a couple years under a grant, and has worked in the bush for a little bit, and then is right now working at University of Alaska Sitka. So has some amazing connections for career and post-secondary connections we can make with our high school, middle school kids. Has some good experience with anti-bullying programs, which is something we really focus on in the middle school and are trying to grow. So excited for Jenna Turner. She's going to be a great, great addition here to Petersburg.
Okay, and then we have another teacher for the middle school.
Yeah.
And I kind of had to look up the pronunciation on that name, Mikolai.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mikolai Petruski, which will probably not be a foreign name to a lot of Petersburg people. Both his parents are teachers in Sitka, very well known. They are family friends of the Rubiks. And Mick has come down here and in my recent history, made a pretty athletic. He was an excellent basketball player, a pretty good athlete, made a kind of a behind-the-back word, almost in the locker room type of shot against the Vikings one year. So people will recognize Mick, but he's finishing up his teaching license there, has been student teaching in Sitka, just an amazing man as far as a teacher, and he'll be mostly in the middle school, really supporting. We've got a big group of fifth graders coming into sixth graders, so we really wanted to have a solid teacher down there in that sixth grade, so he'll be a lot of support there, just a really great. We had a great, great applicant pool, and it was probably one of the closest decisions as far as race, just such high quality, and Mick came on top, so we're excited. He speaks Spanish, social studies, he teaches ELA, and he'll probably be doing some coaching for us as well, so.
Okay, all right.
It's exciting.
Okay, and then something that you, Rick, will be talking about tonight, and I wasn't exactly sure, it looks like a presentation or like just an informational informing the board about PASs.
Yeah.
Is that something that these are for, the acronym stands for passive alcohol sensors, which
yes.
Kind of like breathalyzers, but they're passive, so they don't require somebody actually blowing into a device to detect alcohol.
Right. And this is new for most people, and this is our, calculated. We've done some research that Valdez High School uses these, and I've worked with one of them. Friends with their middle school principal for years, and I've been talking with their high school principal. They've used these for several years successfully, so it's something we're trying out. We just got ours in the mail today, and we're working with the local police department to make sure we're doing everything legally. The goal of this, it's a passive alcohol sensor. It looks like a flashlight, and how Valdez uses it in their handbook and talking with a couple principals there is students just walk in and they'll turn the light off and they just speak their full name. And then it senses. And this is a response. Obviously, we had a recent dance where a couple, you know, we just had a few kids that were dangerously, had to be brought to the hospital. And so we are trying to do anything we can for a deterrent. Our goal clearly is this is not to bust kids, but to really set something up to say, help them make clear decisions. And again, it's all about safety. It is not about busting. And we're going to work with the police department. And we don't know what would happen if there is a positive. It could be anything as minimum as we're just going to inform your parents and get you home safe. Could even, you know, and it could be anything from having the police involved and that kind of stuff. So we're trying to do it. The main goal is how do we do this safely and how do we roll this out? So this is new. We're still working on the policies and procedures, and our goal is that it's something we could do at prom. Right now we currently post and we search kids at prom, just again, safety at an on-campus place. We've had very, very safe proms for my 9 years, so it's never been an issue. But after the last dance, we said, how can we up our safety?
Yeah,
that, you know.
It sounds like it also could be just a deterrent.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Idea would be the ideal situation.
Yeah.
A deterrent for kids.
Yeah.
Just looking up PASs.
Yes, right.
PASs online. They are being used in schools around the country just for that reason, specifically for special events, you know, where kids would be coming maybe to dances or something like that.
And we can use it in the school also, and this will happen immediately should we need to. We probably doesn't have very often, maybe once a year where someone has a kind of suspicious water bottle or something, whether it's at a dance or at a game or just at school, and you can wave these over the top of them and it'll indicate, because that's always been a challenge, you know, you don't want to drink it and figure out what's in it, you know, but you don't know. So it has some other uses besides just dances.
Yeah, and it can be kind of sensitive. So for lockers or like you said, bottles, if the lid's off.
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't have to be inches, you know, right there.
Yeah, and again, there's no context, so they don't put their mouth on it or anything like that. It's just it's passive.
Okay. So that would eventually take school board approval, or what's the timeline like? Is this going to happen, or?
We're still talking about it. We just got it. We want to see what the implementation. And we're working with, like I said, the police department. And next Monday, we're going to have a meeting, kind of see what they know and get their expertise and talk about the, you know, just the pros and cons, the, you know, the positive, negative of implementing something like this, again, with the goal of safety.
So it could be as early as this prom.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a goal if we could. Yeah, and we obviously are going to, this will be the board meeting before prom. Prom is May 5th. So we've got a few weeks, but not another board meeting. So we want to at least let them know about it. And, of course, we'll send information out to parents. We'll do talk with kids. We'll do demos for kids. So it's not just going to show up and we'll post everything that's happening. So kids know ahead of time so they can make the right decisions.
Okay. Mara, as board president, what do you think?
Well, I've heard a little bit about it. I have gotten some information from the superintendent so far. And it sounds like it'll take some review, and they'll go over all of the steps as to what kind of policies might be put in place regarding that, and what discipline may or may not happen if it were to be lit up on a student. But ultimately, you know, we want students to choose to enjoy school activities sober, of course, at all times. And I believe that we would hope that this device would act as a deterrent, and the child, the student, would make a better choice before coming to a school activity.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, do either of you, is there anything else on the agenda that you wanted to let people know about tonight? Anything you think they might be interested in?
I don't think so. We covered quite a bit of the agenda. You know, it's always nice to hear the principals report in about what's going on around the schools. I know that the community enjoys hearing that, and we have a long list of upcoming dates and meeting announcements that we'll be rattling off at the end of the at the end of the meeting as well.
Because it's getting close to the end of the year. There's just weeks.
Yeah, I was just talking with Joe out in the lobby, man. If you're a parent or just a big excited, you know, community supporter of the schools, please get on our website and check out our calendar. There is just chock full of everything as we get ready to send our seniors off, you know, in the regalia, and that's exciting. But just so many cool things going on right now at the end of the year. It's exciting. It's fun.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us for Campus Connection today, and we'll see you at the meeting tonight.
That's great. Thanks, Angela.
Yeah. Thanks, Mara.
You.